Let's go back to when you were first considering becoming an elected official. Did it go through your mind, your sexuality, and what bearing it would have on you standing for office?
No, it didn't. What did go through my mind is, if I did get elected, which I did, what impact would that have on my partner? Obviously, we get lots of phone calls from constituents to the house, and sometimes when I'm not in, my partner bears the brunt of taking the messages, so it has had an impact on him. And unfortunately, some irate residents sometimes think that he's me and gets an earful before I manage to get onto the phone.
Do you find that people are still surprised?
Sometimes, yeah. I don't think they're necessarily surprised in a bad way. They're just a little bit taken aback and quite accepting of it.
And do you think that exemplifies what we've got here in front of us, these statistics from the ONS? People on the face of it look to be quite open about the issue in this part of the world.
I think the gay community has been emerging over recent years in the region. I do think that people are quite laid back. I don't think it's a shock horror story politician comes out as gay anymore, you know. I think everyone's over that since Mandelson years ago and everything else. People are just accept that gay people and transgendered people form part of everyday life now.
Perception is everything, isn't it? We think of the Northeast, we think of a traditional area, an area that's very proud of its heritage, its industrial heritage, and with that becomes a certain, shall we say, connotation, an idea that this is a very heterosexual area. Is that wrong?
Maybe not. I'm not right sure. From my point of view, you know, my own father's in his 60s, and you know, he is of that generation where it was a bit of a taboo to be gay, but now we're in a situation where he calls my partner son.
Because 20 years ago, well, I mean, we're not too far away from SSI, are we here? 20 years ago, I would say hardly anyone at that plant could have been openly gay.
You're right, and I think that there are a small proportion of people that do lead what you define as a secret life because they're worried about what the colleagues or what the families say. I think people in the limelight, like the likes of Will Young and stuff, have made it really accepting. So you are seeing more steel workers come out as gay and more people from what are industrial communities, you know, being quite accepting of that.
Is this a really positive message to send, but this region has a stereotype and there will be young gay and lesbian people growing up in this region who may think that they are part of a very small minority? These figures suggest that they aren't. Is that a positive message for those young people?
Extremely. You know, we hear about cases of young people taking their own lives and stuff like that, and I actually attended a gay and lesbian youth group, you know, and it was good just to meet people my own age and talk about things. When you're 15, 16, you just think you're the only gay on the planet, don't you? But I think the good thing now is technology, and there's an app for that, and, you know, it's a lot easier to have that interaction, build relationships and friendships, and meet people like yourself that you can share similarities with.
Because talking to people who come from traditional communities, they say that there is, you know, in some areas, there's still a certain mindset, and this is an ongoing, not issue, but it's something that society has to work at all the time, doesn't it?
And I think it's stopped being exclusively about gay, lesbian and transgender, and I think it's become a lot more wider, the journey about being accepting of everyone. And I think there's still distance to travel on that, but it isn't exclusively to that community. I think we just need to be in a situation where people are just accepting of most things and not discriminate against, you know, a particular type of person.